everyone. Coach Kathy here. I want to talk to you today about how I created my own food plan. So if you've been working through the NoBS, you know that in phase one, we have a whole lesson on creating your food plan. And basically what it says is that what we want you to do is really pay attention to how food feels to you. Okay, so let me give you an example. If I eat like a big old piece of chocolate cake, love it, tastes amazing, you know, all the things, I know that the next day I'm going to feel achy in my body. Okay, if I eat a great big salad with rotisserie chicken and all the cheeses, I'm energized the rest of the day. So as you do your 24-hour plans and your assessments, you should think about how food actually feels in your body. Does it energize you? Does it make you feel heavy? Does it inflame you? Does it, you know, give you a good bathroom habit? All the things, right? Because those are super important things to think about as you think about what foods you eat. And we're all different. I have private clients who can't eat dairy because it doesn't agree with them. I have other folks who can't eat gluten because it doesn't agree with them. Everybody has something different. Some people can eat anything to their two and lose weight. Some people can't. So it's a very, very individualized way to look at how to create a food plan. And this is why PMP works. I mean, really, this is the nuts and bolts of all of it, right? So I wanted to give you some ideas. I did my worksheet for the NoBS, and I went through and I wrote down some of the things that I've selected as part of my food plan that I will allow just about any time, right? So if I have appetizers, I love corn chips. In fact, sometimes I wonder if my sodium is a little low because I crave them. So I'll have corn chips and salsa, guacamole, something like that for an appetizer. Vegetables, y'all know I don't like the beets. I'm not going to eat the beets. They're not going to be on my plan. All right? But I love broccoli, asparagus, squash, green beans, carrots. I love, like most vegetables, just not the beets. So the beets aren't on my plan. Everything else is good. And I will tell you this. I prefer warm vegetables to salads. And I'm okay with that. I know that's what I like and what feels good to me. As far as fruits go, I can eat just about any fruit, but I love bananas and pineapple. I don't know why. They taste good, so I eat them. They're on my plan. You see how this works, right? When it comes to the cereals, grains, breads, potatoes, chips, and carbs I enjoy, I will eat chips if they're homemade kettle chips at a restaurant. Otherwise, they're a no for me. I've just decided if I'm going to eat chips, I'm going to eat the ones that I enjoy the most, and I'm going to plan them ahead of time. Same thing with French fries. If I'm going to eat French fries, they're going to come from one of two places. There's a barbecue place down the road that has great fries, and there's a burger place down the road that has great fries. Otherwise, I don't want fries out of a bag. That's just not what I want to eat. Love potatoes, rice, barley, anything like that. I'll eat all the proteins. Not so much the fish, even though some of y'all know that fish is really great for you and makes you feel good. It might make me feel good too, but I don't like it, so I don't eat it. See how it works? You find the things you know you'll eat that feel good in your body, and you build your plans from there. As far as, you know, condiments, I'm good with any condiments. I just don't, you know, my stuff doesn't swim in them. I like all the dairy. I eat all the dairy, and I will plan, you know, the occasional dessert, you know, me and the red velvet cheesecake, right? But those kinds of things that I know I can't maintain my weight and eat every day, they go on my plan so that I know when I'm having them and I love them and enjoy them. So that's just a look into Kathy's food plan and how individualistic it is for me. I would encourage you as you do your assessments to think about how your body feels. How did the meals that you ate that day energize you? And how did your body react to them? Okay, see ya.